And when Jim and I realized that, and realized we had kind of the generic licensing topic, advanced licensing issues and technology agreement issues, we kind of put our heads together and think what would be, you know, A, the most useful to you, but also not run the risk of potentially overlapping on what some of the folks that are going to follow us are going to talk about. And so what we've decided to do for this morning is really focus in on three new case law developments that we believe have, no kidding, implications on people who draft and negotiate technology agreements. I'm going to cover two of them, and then Jim's going to cover the third one, the Quanta and TransCore body of case law, because that one's so significant. And hopefully you can leave this session with some real practical guidance on how to think about boilerplate language that's been there forever that maybe needs to be reconsidered, or issues that, you know, might not have gotten attention in the license negotiations you may have been involved with in the past, but really should be thought about in light of these new developments. So with that, I'm going to jump straight in. And the two developments that I'm going to talk about emanate from a couple of cases, one of them, Verner v. Autodesk, which is a case out of Washington that deals with first sale, and it's a copyright case, and it talks about how license language implicates the first sale doctrine in copyright. And the second case is something, if you're a patent lawyer, you've undoubtedly heard about, which is the Forest Group and Bond Tool Company case, and that involves false marking issues, and we'll talk about what that is in a moment, on patented items. But what I think maybe you haven't heard a lot about yet, and I think warrants discussion, is how that new development affects people who draft licenses that involve patents. And so I'm going to talk about these two things, try to get them done quickly. Jim and I decided that the format would be we'd each take about 20, 25 minutes and then leave some time for discussion of these issues or anything else you guys want to talk about in the last 5 or so minutes of our presentation.